And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of January, 2014. It was on this day, 1841, the whaling ship Acushnet sailed from New Bedford, Massachusetts. Young Herman Melville was on board. Whales, very valuable in that day, most valuable for their oil. Petroleum was not discovered until 1859 in Pennsylvania, and until then, the oil from whale blubber was the most widely available fuel for lamps and streetlights and also a popular lubricant. Melville was part of the last generation of men who hunted whales by hand, drawing up close to the creature, stabbing it with harpoons, particularly the sperm whale, which could weigh up to 60 tons, grow up to 60 feet long, and who had been known to kill many men and to destroy whole ships during a whaling hunt. He experienced his first whaling hunt off the coast of Brazil, March 1841, and spent 4 years at sea and then spent much of the rest of his life writing about his experiences. It was on this day, 1882, Oscar Wilde docked in New York City, where customs asked him if he had anything to declare. He replied, "Nothing but my genius." He'd come to the United States for a lecture tour, something of a dandy, and many people thought he was ridiculous, but he got to meet Walt Whitman and Longfellow, and his lecture did very well in some places, such as the mining town of Leadville, Colorado. He was a big hit there. And it was there in Leadville Oscar Wilde saw a sign at the local saloon that said, "Please do not shoot the pianist. He is doing his best." It was on this day in 1521, Pope Leo X excommunicated Martin Luther for condemning the Catholic Church in his 95 Theses. It's the birthday of Cicero, Marcus Tullius Cicero, 106 B.C., born in Arpinum, Italy, who believed in the ideal of Rome as a republic at the very time that a series of powerful leaders were making it into an empire. And it's the birthday of Father Damien, born Joseph de Voister in Belgium, 1840, the priest who served the leper colony on the Hawaiian island Kalaupapa. And it's the birthday of the Danish poet and resistance fighter Morten Nielsen, born in Aalborg, Denmark, 1922, executed by the Gestapo in Copenhagen in 1944. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Mindful. Every day I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It is what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these, the untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. A poem by Mary Oliver, Mindful, from her collection Why I Wake Early, published by Beacon Press, Boston, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.